From here. Hi everybody. Welcome to Generators. And I want to say hello from here, from Berlin. It's Konrad in Berlin. And yeah, I just want to wish you a nice evening with my music, what Ken does conduct. And I'm not sure what he presents this evening, because he has a lot of concerts, what I did in the last years. And so I cannot explain what runs there for the moment, but Ken always could do this better. And on the other hand, let the music talk by itself.
GT216. This old-time radio program was originally aired live. GT216. This old time. GT216. This old time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality of high fidelity. This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality. GT216. GT216. This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
And Francis Langford as John.
From your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
And Francis Langford.
This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
And Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over. And Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over. In The Honeymoon Is Over. In The Honeymoon Is Over. And Blanche Dickerson, In The Honeymoon Is Over. Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over. It's John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over. John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over. Dickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over. And Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over.
Away from your pleasures in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
Do not attempt to adjust.
And Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over. John Dickerson has finally succumbed
to crystal clarity. For the next
nine minutes, listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
Control that you'll hear.
And Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over.
We're about to experience the odd mystery which reaches from the inner mind to
generations. This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
And Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over.
Make a visit. Where will we find? Wonder and create.
100 indecisions.
This old time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of the internet. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in this one of the all time greatest shows.
And Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over.
To raise enough money to put down on the house. To this end, he has taken on another job. At 1 o'clock in the morning, finds the weary John Dickerson returning home from his new position.
Oh, my dear.
Since you went away, dear, I'm all alone.
one for me and one for you. What's the matter,
Blanche?
I want
to see you. Well, don't make so much noise. I'd like to see you.
Sure.
Didn't put the light out in the kitchen.
Thank you.
I think I see a light under the door.
No light.
Take care of the cat.
Hello?
Why not?
You're listening to Radio Ravioli. My name's Olivia. And it is, there's snow outside my window here in Jersey City. I was expecting to see a meteor shower or squint my eyes to see one at 2 a.m., which was an hour ago, but I didn't realize it was snowing. I walked outside the door at 1:15 a.m., and the car was covered in snow. So it's a snowy state of mind, which is fitting because for this week I found that baby stingrays look a lot like raviolis. They are what some might say the little raviolis of the sea. So I will be sharing some facts about stingrays as we continue, or whatever. I am looking stingrays up on Wikipedia. Of course, as in the background, this is a generator 27 years later. A cassette by Jen Ken, who owned the generator space in New York City in the late 80s, and who has a little compilation out remembering the time there and everything that happened.
Very, very, very special about the generator day and
If you have any facts about stingrays or ravioli that you would like to share, say hello. Here's one fact. It's the largest species. Oh wait, no, it's not the largest species. The largest species is 6 feet in length. But they weigh up to 790 pounds. That's heavier than I would imagine.
Breathing is hard. Things play for ourselves. Silence is golden.
790 pounds. That's a heavy ravioli. I also found this cassette called The Bickersons. This is from the Golden Age radio comedy. I was listening to it before my show here. It's a little grating. I don't quite like the humor, but I'm gonna play parts of it anyway.
You look great.
That's not true. You're just trying to make me feel good.
I am not.
You are too.
I am not. I wouldn't make you feel good if it was the last thing I ever did.
How well I know it. Telling me I haven't changed since you married me. That's just a defense because you know you're to blame. Go on. Take a look at our wedding picture. Wouldn't hurt you to see how pretty I used to be.
It hurts.
Since you didn't do me justice at that. You never should have paid that photographer. I still don't see why you let him get away with it, John.
Oh, go on. It's the best picture you ever took in your life, and you know it.
How can you say that? Look at it. It's on the dresser. Go on, look at it.
Not now.
Pose is all right, but I've got my lips apart and I'm showing the end of my tongue.
I didn't know there was an end to it.
Too bad about me. Why do you think I like to keep looking young and beautiful? Only to please you.
I'm pleased.
You want to meet me, why do you even have my face lifted?
You don't have to have your face lifted.
Really, John?
Really, I like it the way it is, nice and saggy.
You don't think it's beautiful?
Yes, I do.
You do not?
Oh, Blanche, I do.
Then why don't you say it?
Blanche, you're beautiful. Your face is cameo-like and perspective. Your nose is flat. Your eyes are like two limpid teeth. Your lips are as white as white cherries, and I love them.
How can you love me? You never look at me.
How can I look at you and love you? Please put out the light.
Maybe you knew that,
no,
right?
We're not going back to the show.
Why not?
Because don't somebody's going to stay out.
Make
fans
breathe.
John, haven't you got any feelings at all?
Listen, Blanche, I've got as now much feelings as the next guy. But I have to get up in the morning and I can't spend the whole night playing midwife to an alley cat.
He's not an alley cat. My mother was a purebred boxer.
The dog.
Well, maybe they're right.
Their boxer is a cat, too. A special breed. They raise them in China. And our cat's mother was a champion boxer.
But she didn't know how to defend herself.
Thank you.
Did you know that stingrays are closely related to sharks, and they don't have a bony skeleton? Their bodies are made up of the same cartilage in our noses and our ears.
Spines as an analgesic. And the stuff can be highly toxic, so I recommend that you try that at home. Vacation with pay. It's the first vacation I've had in 7 years, and I wanted to enjoy it.
No, you wouldn't stand for that, would you?
How can you say that, John? Of course I want you to enjoy yourself. Where's the money?
In my wallet. 2 full weeks' pay. Now, do you mind if I rest?
You know, John, I haven't had a vacation either. A change of scene will do us both a world of good. If you're so tired, there's only one thing for you to do. He's doing it. See why we can't.
Thank you.
the wave-like, wing-like fins that stick out of the stingray's bodies, which give it its ravioli shape, help it fly gracefully through the water. That is the wing-like fins, which stretch out as it swims, giving stingrays their ravioli shape. Many stingrays have sharp and venomous spines along their whip-like tail, which they use to defend themselves. A stingray's eyes are perched on top of its flat body. And its mouth is located underneath its body. The stingray eats crabs, clams, oysters, shrimp.
I'm sorry.
What is it, John? You lost your job.
You are tuned into Radio Ravioli, where tonight we discuss how stingray are the ravioli of the sea.
Thank you.
I remember the greatest thing was the show, the performances, where everyone would be on the street, sidewalks, looking in. That was quite nice, very theatrical. Okay, there's probably more, but I gotta go.
Yeah, I have on occasion had some violent tendencies. It's a pretty rare thing, but there have been times. For instance, there was a small postcard I received, and what I did with the postcard was to blow it up into a large kind of poster, and the person's face was Ken Montgomery, and this would have been about it was a long time ago, but I still remember it vividly. He was standing in his record shop. So anyway, I made the poster, and I was so enamored with the idea of having a giant poster of Ken's face that I thought, well, what can I use it for?